I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. Donna Markova. Hello and welcome to episode number 345 of Yoga with Melissa. We are at Gonzales Hill Observatory today. Thank you so much for welcoming me into your home over the next hour as we journey into our innermost home. Thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you're going to need two yoga blocks and I'm going to get you set up in your first posture right away. So you're going to take your first block, turn it up like that, and your second block, place it down like this, and then you're going to lie over your blocks in supported fish pose to open your heart. We're going to be doing a lot of back bends today, so we'll just start by preparing our body in this shape in the supported fish pose. So you can rest here in the supported pose, a counter pose to daily life, to prepare your body for today's class. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I am wearing a long sleeve turquoise yoga makes everything better top and long brown leggings today. And I have a testimonial today from Barbara from SpeakPipe.
Melissa and Tim, I can't tell you how much I enjoy the scenery shots and your whole vlogging thing. It just makes me really want to come and visit. Only I'd like to visit for like 6 months. I think it would take me that long to see all the beautiful sights you show us. This vlogging thing is a miracle. It just transports me right out of myself and into those beautiful walks, beautiful woods. And one thing I really envy you, everywhere you go, there seems to be a wonderful bakery. How does that happen? Good luck to you guys. Can't wait to meet you one of these days because I will come. Hell or high water, I will come and visit. Bless you both. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara, for your kind testimonial. We are really grateful to live in such a beautiful place and have so many wonderful bakeries to go to. And thank you for watching our vlogs. I put out a vlog every Monday about behind the scenes of life as a yogi and what it's like to live here in Victoria and our travels all around Vancouver Island. We're going to be traveling to the Rockies this weekend, this week, to Banff and Jasper. So if you want to see that, you can subscribe to my secondary channel. There's a link to that at the end of the show that I'll tell you about. Let's come together as student and teacher now with our peace mantra as a way to transition from our day-to-day life into our yoga practice now. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvina Vaditamastu Mavid Vishavahe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So today is the second last class in the Poetry in Motion series, and it's all about opening our hearts. And our poem today is an untitled poem by Donna Markova. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear or falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance to live, so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom, and that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. So you can go ahead and make your way off the supported blocks, the supported fish pose now, by tucking your chin, bending your knees, rolling to your side, and you can put the blocks off to the side now. And then you're going to lie down on your back, and we're going to do a reclined side bend on your back to help to make your spine more accessible for back bends. Okay, so you're going to inhale and take your arms all the way overhead. And then exhale and side bend. Doesn't matter which side because we're going to be side bending to both sides. Just to open up your spine on one side. Side bends are great for preparing for back bends, making back bends more accessible, allowing your spine to be more flexible. Breathe into your belly. And then you're going to breathe in and come back to the center. And breathe out and you'll side bend to the other side. So breathe into your side body that is opening and into your belly. And then you're going to come back to the center and place your arms out to the side in a soft T. And bend your right knee, press into your right foot, tuck your right hip under, and cross your right knee over your body. So you're coming into a knee down twist here, so that you're releasing your spine. So twists are also great to prepare for back bends, making the back bend more accessible. And then come back to the center, press into your right foot, untuck your right hip, extend your right leg out, bend your left knee in, press into your left foot, tuck your right hip under, cross your left knee over so that you're twisting on the other side. Breathing into your side body and your belly, feeling that rotation through your spine, releasing all the vertebrae of your spine. Then you're going to release this pose from your body, press into your left foot, untuck your hip, come back onto your back, and from here you can take your hands behind your knees, tuck your chin, and rock yourself up. And we're going to come into lunge pose here. So we're going to continue preparing our physical bodies for the backbending postures. So come onto your knees here, and you're going to step your left foot forward into lunge pose. And sink down through your front left foot and come upright. Bring your right arm up. And we're going to do a couple of movements through your spine here as well, just to continue to prepare your body for the backbend. So you're opening the front of your hip, which will also help for your backbend, but we're going to add a little side bend here as well, which will help to not only release your psoas but also your spine. And then either take your right hand to the outside of your left knee for a rotation, or your right elbow. Bring your palms together so you're coming into a rotation, a twist here. We're going to come back to the center and we'll switch legs for the lunge. So this time you'll step your right leg through, lean forward into that lunge pose, sink down heavy through your front right foot, come upright, and then you're going to lift your left arm up. And you're going to add that side bend through your spine, which will also deepen the opening through your psoas. And now you're going to come into the rotation. So either you can take your hand to the outside of your knee or your elbows and bring your palms together. And then find a way to let this pose out of your body. And you're going to come to a comfortable seated position to receive the teachings for today. So you may want to sit on a folded blanket or a meditation cushion so that your knees can rest on the ground and your hips are higher than your knees. Or you can sit in a chair or with your back to the wall, whatever works best for you today. We're going to do the Vajra Mudra today for the heart center to increase your circulation. This will also prepare you for your back bends as well. So if you bring your thumb, your middle finger, your ring finger and your baby finger together and extend your index finger, that's the Vajra Mudra, and you can place this palms up on your legs. And then draw your shoulders over your hips and your ears over your shoulders. Close your eyes and allow yourself to sit in a way that is alert and receptive to receive the poem and the teachings for today. So this poem is entitled by Donna Markova. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance to live, so that which came to me as a seed goes to the next as a blossom, and that which came to me as a blossom goes on as fruit. When we move our bodies in yoga into shapes that loosen our heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise, the effect of such movements on our body is that the seeds that are held in our body become a blossom and then go on to become a fruit. Backbending yoga postures in particular open up our heart center. And in order to open our heart, we need to be rooted in our legs, in our feet, in other words, in the core of ourselves and in our foundation, and flexible in our spines. So backbending our postures of emergence and confidence. They help us to overcome doubts and fears about ourselves. By opening up the front of our body and strengthening the back of our body, we activate our innate ability to be present to our life and to create, just like the poem is speaking of today. Backbendings take courage as they ask us to let go of the protective defenses around our heart, including power and control issues, so that we can express ourselves more fully. At the same time, backbending opens us up to our vulnerability in order to express our authentic self. It also asks us to tap into our strength and our willingness to commit to our life's purpose. So reflect on the poem and the teachings and how they relate to you and your life, and begin to form an intention of what you would like to receive from your yoga practice today. What is it that you would like to create or sustain, let go of, or rebirth in your life? And how could your yoga practice today help you to do that? So once you've formed your intention, we can make our way up to standing. You may want to do a downward facing dog. It's up to you, or you can just stand up. So whatever you feel like you want in your body right now, after that sitting, you may want to stretch out your spine and your legs. Okay. So from standing, we're going to do a twist, a standing moving twist. So you're going to take your feet a little bit wider than hip width apart. And when you twist to the left, you're going to lift your right heel. And when you twist to the right, you're going to lift your left heel. So you'll breathe in the center, breathe out to the side, breathe in the center, breathe out to the side. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. And then you're going to come back to center and you're going to inhale and take your arms straight overhead and exhale, side bend. Really feel your feet on the ground and your spine bending. Inhale, center and breathe out and side bend together again. Feel your feet on the ground, so feel that firm foundation and then feel the flexibility in your spine. And then come back up to standing and release your arms down. And then we're going to do some versions of Warrior One. So stand at the front of your mat. I think I'm going to go this way so I can go downhill. That will be easier for me. And I'm just going to check the versions that I'm going to do. Okay. So stand at the top of your mat and let's start by taking a step back with your left foot. Sink down through your front right sit bone. Your hips are going to face the front edge of your mat. If that is difficult to do without torquing your knees, so if there isn't enough flexibility in your psoas here, then you need to come up on your back toes, okay? So see what works best for you. And then we're just going to do some mobility through your thoracic spine with some angel arms. So inhale, open, exhale, round. Inhale, open, and exhale, round. Inhale, open, exhale, round. So feel your thoracic spine, the part of your spine that's connected to your rib cage. Try and get a sense of that part of your spine moving. And then you'll inhale, interlace your fingers behind your back and open your chest. And then we'll let this go from this side. Step forward to the front of your mat. We'll do that on those two on the other side. So step back with your right foot. Sink down through your front left sit bone. Turn your hips to the front edge of your mat. And if that's torquing your back knee, then you're going to come up onto your toes at the back. So don't compromise your knee. And we'll do those angel arms first. Feel those angel wings. Try and feel that movement through your thoracic spine. And then open your arms behind your chest, relax your shoulders. Try and let your upper body be as relaxed as possible, and then open your chest. And then release your posture from your body. Let's come back to the first side again. And step your left leg back. Turn your hips to the front edge of your mat. Modify your back leg if you need to. And bring your arms straight up. And then let's do that reverse warrior. So sink your left arm back, your right arm up. Okay, and then let that out of your body. And we'll do that on the other side. So this time we'll step back with your right foot. Sink down through your front left sit bone. Inhale, bring both arms up. Drop your right arm back and lift and open your chest. So here, this is a great, this has a lot of the principles that I was talking about in the teachings, which is feeling that firm foundation through your roots, through your legs, and then the flexibility and opening in your spine. And then release that from your body, and you're going to turn lengthwise on your mat so that you've got your, you're facing the long edge of your mat. Take your feet wide. You're going to interlace your hands behind your back again, roll your pelvis over your leg bones, and come into a wide-legged standing forward fold with a chest opener here. And then bring your hands down on the ground in front of you. Place your right palm on the ground and lift your left palm up so you're rotating. And then we'll do that the other way around. So your left palm comes on the ground. Rotate your torso so your right palm comes up. Okay, and then you're gonna slowly make your way up to standing again and come back to the top of your mat. And we're going to do our back bend of the class today. We're gonna use the strength of our upper body for it. We're gonna come from downward facing dog to upward facing dog. So if this feels like too much upper body strength for you, you could always do cat and cow. So come onto all fours and round and arch your spine in that position. That would be a good pose to build up the upper body strength to do, be able to do upward facing dog to downward facing dog. So you're going to inhale, reach up here. And then you're going to exhale and fold forward and step back into downward facing dog. And then from downward facing dog, you're going to curl your tailbone under and lift your chest up here. And then go back to downward facing dog. And go back and forth between the two. Okay, so the next time you're in downward facing dog, you're going to take your right leg up and back, and then you're going to bring your right leg between the space between your left hand and your left leg, and you're going to bring it all the way through. Take your left leg back and long, and you're going to come into dying warrior pose. So there's that part in the poem about you will not die without taking risks. And then you're going to step back into downward facing dog. And you're going to take your left leg up and back. And then you'll take your left leg between the space between your right wrist and your right ankle. And feed your leg through. And then lie down on your chest. And then gather yourself up, and we're gonna do one more posture here before Shavasana. So you're gonna sit with your legs wide, and you're gonna fold forward for Upavishtakonasana. Wide-legged seated forward fold. Okay, and then you're going to sit up, and we're going to do Shavasana. So you're going to lie down to receive your practice, to integrate your practice. So this is your time to allow yourself to receive your practice. And I'm going to sit up and read the poem one last time to you. I will not die an unlived life. I will not live in fear of falling or catching fire. I choose to inhabit my days, to allow my living to open me, to make me less afraid, more accessible, to loosen my heart until it becomes a wing, a torch, a promise. I choose to risk my significance to live, so that which came to me as seed goes to the next as blossom. And that which came to me as blossom goes on as fruit. So reflect back on this experience, on your experience of this class, the poem, the teachings, your physical experience of the postures, how it relates to you and your life. What's one small thing you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life this week? And then you can gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, slowly make your way up to seated. And we'll finish our practice with our Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu mantra. Lokha Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Lokha samasta sukhino bhavantu. Lokha samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 345 of Yoga with Melissa. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. And if you're new to our channel, we give you a free new show every Friday. So subscribe and it will show up in your feed. If you know somebody who would like it, then feel free to share it with them. That would be great. And let's see. If you... So I have a question for you this week. How could we improve our weekly yoga videos for you? You can go ahead and leave your comments in the comments below, either on YouTube or Facebook, Instagram, on my website. You can send me an email. You can send me a speak pipe and let me know. That would be great. And also, I'm going to ask you if you would consider giving a $100 donation to Yoga with Melissa. That's less than the cost of a 1-month unlimited pass to a yoga studio. your donations, a donation like that will help us reinvest in the show. One of the things that we're reinvesting in right now is our computers. So we need new hard drives, we need a new video card in order to be able to process our video and to be able to deal with the 4K video and all the video that's coming from our drone footage. So those kind of donations help us do that. When I say that there are costs involved in producing this show, that's one of the things that one of the costs is continually updating our hardware and hard drive space, and video cards is definitely one of them. You can also help us by being generous with your time and giving of your time. So you can do that by leaving your comments, letting us know how we can improve the show for you. But my question for the comments today is, what is blossoming and becoming fruit in your life right now? I would also like to thank Paige, Sue, and Hannah for their donations this week. We really appreciate your support. And if you would like an infographic of my top three benefits of engaging with poetry, then you can go to melissawest.com/345 and I will send that to you. There will be an opt-in box. Put your email in and I will send you an infographic. And if you would like to further open your heart like we did in today's class, then I highly recommend Warrior's Heart. It's a class in our membership community, and we also put a brand new class in our membership community yesterday called a partner yoga class, which is really great for looking more deeply at how you come into relationships. And it's not just for husbands or boyfriends, girlfriends, partners like that. It's for any kind of relationship that you're in. It's to explore how you are in relationship. So whether that be mother, father, daughter, son, brother, sister, friends, co-workers, cousins, any kind of relationship you're in, it's important to question how you come into those relationships. So not only with yourself, but with another person. So that's a great partner yoga class we just put in the membership community. So I will link to those classes in the show notes, but also if you want to become a member, there's a link to that below as well. So thank you so much for joining us for this class. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest, and may you be as grounded as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.